This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
It's really great to be catching up with Dr. Caroline West, of course, your Bumble's relationship and sex expert for Ireland and the UK. Thank you so much for taking the time to have a chat with us here on the Hub and iRadio. It's great to talk to you.
I always love chatting to you, Louise.
Thanks so much. Now, we want to have a chat this evening all about, I suppose, emotional intimacy, public displays of admiration or physical attraction. Why do you think that people are becoming more interested in these areas these days?
Part of me thinks it's kind of a reaction to COVID in one way, not to bring up the pandemic again. But we were very touch starved in the pandemic, especially if we were, single, because all those little hugs and little hand holdings and, you know, forehead kisses, people kind of really liked them and missed them then. So maybe it's a bit of a response to that. So if you're so starved with something, you know, you kind of want a buffet of it all afterwards. So maybe that has something to do with it.
Definitely. Do you think that social media maybe has played a big role in kind of making hype partners so popular, especially among young people? Is this the case of, like, you know, kind of the soft launch of somebody that you're seeing and all of this kind of stuff?
Yeah. I think it's like a real kind thing as well. It's so nice to have people proudly showing off like how happy they are dating. You know, you have Travis there cheering on Taylor and turning up on stage, and Meghan Trainor's husband is often in the audience like singing along and knows every word to all her songs. So it's so lovely to see that really like healthy masculinity and those green flags of, you know, that's what your partner should be doing. Your partner should be your cheerleader and your biggest supporter. Now, they don't have to go to your gig and sing along with every word that you're singing, but they can be your hype partner in so many different ways. From even like making you breakfast in the morning if they know that you're stressed and running out the door in the morning and you wouldn't do it otherwise, you know? So there's loads of those little tiny ways that you can be a hype partner. You don't have to be a billionaire like Taylor Swift.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I think, like, you know, it seems like relationships are evolving a little bit more now. I know, like, there's a lot of stress when it comes to social media. And especially, you know, it's almost like the gossip era of people are like scrolling through your social media going, well, are they single? Are they not? Were they seeing somebody? Were they not? You know, now that person isn't there anymore. I wonder, did they break up? Because, like, social media it's not always real life, as we've often spoken about here before. But like, if somebody, you know, has got their life on social media and then suddenly they break up with somebody and they feel that pressure to nearly maybe answer questions, even though you shouldn't have to, is there any advice you have for them? Because obviously real life is so different to social media.
Oh, yeah, it absolutely is, isn't it? Like, we're all our best selves and we're all very glamorous and you know, we dress up all the time and everything else on social media, and we spend all our time on holiday and everything's fantastic. But yeah, it's hard to when that kind of crumbles a little bit and we realise, actually, we kind of have to be a bit more vulnerable here and realise or like admit to people that this isn't the case anymore. And that can be really scary, you know, but like I think we're in this really exciting phase, like as a whole country, I suppose, of like being a lot more emotionally intelligent and a lot more emotionally mature. And we talk about our feelings and we talk about how, you know, vulnerable we can be and how damaging a breakup can feel. And I think that's really important because it ties into what women are saying that they're looking for in dating as well, which is that emotional intimacy. And that's, you know, I think, again, even though we're super into PDAs and we really, really like it, you know, it's the emotional intimacy that really sustains the relationship. And actually, Bumble found that over 4 Irish women found, yeah, we do actually want that emotional intimacy way more than we want the physical connection. So that's really good and really interesting to see that, you know, having that emotional intimacy is really important, so that if you are dealing with breakups and, you know, the awkwardness of the socials and stuff, you know, you might handle it a bit more maturely than you would maybe when you were like, you know, a teenager and a lot more like angry. That emotional maturity allows you to process the breakup. So it's not good just for the relationship itself. But if it ends in any way and you do have to navigate the untagging yourself from all the different pictures and reels and everything else, you know, you'll be able to look after yourself a bit more during that process and maybe have a bit more compassion for the other person as well, that they're probably going through, you know, a horrible time as well. So, you know, I think we might be less likely as well to put up maybe nasty content, even though we might want to do that in our heads. You might want to make, you know, just call them every name under the sun, but maybe just imagine that in your head rather than putting it online.
Yeah, absolutely. How can somebody start to be a better hype partner in their own relationship? Even if there's somebody who's not very expressive, maybe they're not, you know, they don't really like the PDA or that kind of thing.
There's loads of different ways. Like, you know, my husband, I have an electric car and I can never remember to charge it because I just haven't got that kind of brain, apparently. So he'll charge it up for me. And that's a really nice little thing of like, you know, that's been a high partner of like, I can get to where I need to go and I can, you know, have an ease of a morning rather than a stressful morning.
Sure, yeah.
That's incredible. And it's something as small as like plugging the car in at nighttime because I've forgotten about it, you know, or so all those things. If your partner's love language is you know, acts of service, can you give them breakfast in bed one morning, or can you write them a little card that says like, I'm so proud of you, you're amazing, or if they have something special coming up, can you go, you know, drive them to their job interview, or you know, there's so many like little tiny little things. People think it might have to be, you know, bringing someone to Paris or, you know, well, that would be great too, you know, but like, you don't have to do huge, huge things. But like, even, and just having maybe even a respectful social media presence as well of like, you know, calling, like celebrating your partner and saying, look how awesome this person is, like showing off how proud they are to be your partner, you know. So it doesn't have to be super elaborate, you know. It's more about the thoughtfulness, really, that's the attractiveness, I suppose, of the hype partner.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. Is there a risk that maybe some people might feel pressured to, you know, hype their partners publicly, even if they're more of a private person about their relationship? You know, like even like say if for instance, you know, somebody works in, you know, if they work in maybe a public job and somebody's, you know, out there like shouting and, you know, if they were running a race or that type of thing, and maybe one person is a little bit more reserved and the other person's there holding, you know, a flag and a banner and the whole lot, and they could feel a bit embarrassed, but they're really, all they're trying to do is show some support.
Absolutely. There's so many different ways, you know. That would be so cringe to so many people if they had to do something so public, you know, as that. But then they find other ways to do it. And, you know, we have to accept people where they're at, you know. There's no point in saying, well, I really want you to do this, and knowing that it makes the other person really uncomfortable. You know, there's different ways that people can show love and support, and you know, we don't all do that in the exact same way. So you got to talk to each other and figure out, you know, what works, and have that accountability and that emotional maturity to go, this isn't them saying they don't love me if they don't come along to this. It's just them saying, I'm not comfortable in that situation, but they'll support you in other ways.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just that communication and seeing that person for themselves and respecting their boundaries and limits.
Yeah, totally. How can emotional intelligence maybe help younger couples to build stronger, healthy relationships from the start? What kind of, you know, what kind of things should they maybe even talk about to try and build that emotional connection and intelligence?
Yeah, so it's a new term, you know, for a lot of people. You can sit down literally together and Google it together, and that can be, you know, your absolute starting point. So, you know, we can't assume other people know what that means. So if we sit down together, Google it and say, oh, well, this says this, what do you think about this?
Mm-hmm.
And there you go. You've already got your like opening conversation, and you've both said, you know, let's like spend a little bit of time talking about this. And then you can build on that and talk about things like, well, what is a boundary? And again, even sitting down together, Google it, send each other Instagram posts, send each other TikToks about it, you know, figure out what they are, what works for you. And then looking at more stuff, looking at specific activities that you might want to do. And, you know, so figuring out what you want and then talking to each other about it, and also respecting the other person that they might be nervous. They might not be their best selves. They might have no experience and want to, you know, not put you off by that. Or, you know, especially if you're younger and with the housing crisis, you know, people are living more stunted lives because mm-hmm. they don't have that freedom to be independent. So asking each other like what your red flags are, what your green flags are, and just talking to each other and, you know, not judging each other and realizing it's nice to work on this together and have that openness and that I suppose, that permission to be yourselves. I think that's a really healthy relationship then.
Yeah, absolutely. I could literally have a chat about this all day. I just find it all so fascinating and interesting. But Dr. Caroline West, of course, you're a relationship and sex expert for Bumble Ireland and UK. If people want to find out more, if they want to check out any resources and, you know, learn how to date really safely and openly, where is the best place to go to find out all about that?
Yeah, so they can have a look on the Bumble website. Actually, there's loads of tips and the content about relationships and with sex educators from around the world. There's amazing websites out there for everybody. You know, Scarlet Teen is a great one for young people to get information. And as I'm in Cork now, there's also places like the Sexual Health Centre in Cork. So there's loads of Irish resources out there and international resources. And you know, we have all our power at the touch of our fingers, you know, because of our phones. So it's really great to invest in yourself and say, do you know what? I deserve to have good sexual experiences and, you know, live my best sexual life.
Amazing.
Why not? Yeah.
Absolutely. Caroline, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you so much. And I look forward to catching up with you again really, really soon.
Thanks, Louise.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.